This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Well, here we are once again. It's a weekend morning, and we hope wherever you are happy, healthy, safe, and comfortable. And of course, there's a lot to be worried about these days, but there's also a lot to be assured of. And here we have Mark Rolette of South Shore Retirement Services, the founder and president, who's been working hard for over 20 years and probably harder than ever right now to reassure people. Mark, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We are each of us getting through the days and the weeks, doing as best as we can. That's what you can say for anybody, I guess, these days. But thankfully, things have gone well with South Shore Retirement Services. You've got two webinars. I want to talk about those briefly because they're coming up this week, the 23rd Tuesday at 2 p.m., the 25th is Thursday at 11 a.m. These are all online, all on Zoom. So tell me about those webinars first.
As you know, we did a lot of seminars, and we plan to continue to do a lot more seminars when the timing is right. But in order to be able to get the educational information that we offer out to the masses, we've done webinars over the course of the last few months during the pandemic, because people still have questions. They still have concerns. People are still retiring. Some people have been forced into retirement by being laid off at that age where it's difficult to find some other employment. And quite honestly, a lot of clients that we have now have just seen what's happening out in the world and like, I'm ready. I'm going to retire. So those people have a lot of questions. So we've been giving webinars, which is kind of an abbreviated version of a seminar. I think, you know, they're shorter, kind of a little bit more directly to the point on taxes in retirement, the impact of the coronavirus, the impact of the stimulus package, what the long-term effects are probably going to be for American retirees and the world, but, you know, specifically our business is American retirees. So they've been pretty well received, very well received, if anything. We offer, you know, 15-minute consultations as a result of those webinars for people who want to just jump on the phone and I can answer any specific questions they have. Then if they want to do a Zoom call, I spend my life on Zoom, quite honestly. I don't know about you, but I'd never even heard of Zoom before the pandemic started. But now,
we only invested back in December, right?
Can you imagine? And then we're still doing face-to-face meetings. But yeah, the webinar is a really good way for people to, I guess, get to know us, or me a little bit more, and to maybe have some questions or burning, you know, questions that they had in their minds answered for them.
Well, I think for the most part, people are looking at the very basics. Can I retire with a guaranteed amount of money that will keep me living the kind of life I want to live? You know, and it's all about planning. And we were talking before coming on the air today about old-fashioned values and old school. In the world of Zoom and all this technology, there are certain things that are throwbacks that always seem to work. And one of them is planning, is being ready, being prepared.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people are scared. The world has changed an awful lot in the last 90 days and potentially will continue to change. And I think maybe things will be different going forward for certain elements of our lives. But some things don't change. Some things remain constant. And, you know, from a retirement standpoint, planning, people need to have a plan. People want to have a plan. They want to have some sort of a timetable in mind as to when they're going to think about stopping work. And that remains constant. That hasn't changed. You know, our strategies and our plans that we have built for clients for the last, you know, I've been doing this for 23 years, they have remained constant before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and after the pandemic. In our mind, it's all about balance. It's not one size fits all. It's not, hey, you know, all your money has to go into this one particular investment strategy, and that's the best thing for every single person, because it's not. We want to maintain that key balance of, if something like this is happening, And when I say like this, I mean the volatility in the market that, you know, 2 weeks ago, all the news channels were like, it's over. And we saw what happened last Thursday, Thursday 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, a meltdown again. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball and I say that a lot, but I don't think this is over. So you want to have that balanced approach when you're looking at how to have your money positioned in order to be able to take money from an account that isn't bleeding because the market went down. It's all well and good if you have 15 years before you're going to need the money, or 10 years. But if you're within that period of time, sure, the market went down a huge amount and came back so fast, but that's no guarantee that that's going to happen again going forward. So having that balance and being in a position of power is paramount to our clients. I mean, I think that's the most important part of this.
The number to call to get information, to get one of those consultations, anything, 781-277-4308. I know a lot of folks listen with a pencil by their side and by their bedside, 781-277-4308. You know, Mark, a lot of people tell me, and I've probably mentioned this to others as well, that during this 3 or 4 months, it's been an interesting time, and we look at time differently. People say, what day is this? What week is this? Yeah. Is this a Saturday or Sunday? I joke a little bit about coronavirus time, but when it comes to planning and when it comes to retirement and being ready, the timeline is critical, is really important. That's where you come in to help us assess where we are going to be on a particular timeline. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the time frame of when you're going to stop working is the beginning part of any sort of a strategy. It's the beginning part of any sort of planning for anything. Retirement, going on a vacation, like, when are you going to do that? Are you going on a vacation in 3 weeks or in 6 months time? Are you going to the grocery store in 15 minutes or in 2 hours? So what can you do in between?
The end is the beginning, in a sense. That's right. When it all starts.
That to us, I mean, Lauren and I have done that with our kids, you know, going through school. We always talked about, you know, where do you guys see yourselves? I see myself, Neve wants to be involved with animals. You know, I see myself working with animals. Okay, let's work backwards from there. What should you be studying in order to get that done? So from a retirement planning standpoint, you know, when do you see yourself wanting to walk away from a job? Don't necessarily have to do it at that time, but if the answer is 3 years or 5 years, or I had a client in the office last week and it was 9 years, longer time frames gives us more chance to grow money, gives you more chance to accumulate more savings by putting more money in, but you're working backwards from that point. So that's to us is key number one, is figuring out what your time frame is. And key part number two would be what your budget is. I mean, I talk about that like a broken record, but that's key. I mean, you can't just say, if you think about this logically, all right, I have $415,000 in my 401k. When I get to $500,000, I'm going to be able to retire. Or when I get to $700,000, because that's great and it's fantastic to have the money, but until you know how much money you're going to need to derive from that account, then all the rest of it is irrelevant, right?
Indeed. And putting together your budget might be a little odd now. I realized I've only filled my gas tank twice in the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. Normally I fill up twice a week. But the point is, with careful planning, with a goal and an opportunity to sit down with people who have the whiteboard who can help us, such as you and your team, it makes it a lot less worrisome. And that's half the battle, is taking away that stress factor. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, it's from our perspective, and I have a great relationship with Brian Galligan from Marshall Wealth Management. He's an RIA, registered investment advisor, is to be able to have in a plan or in a strategy, balance and growth. So protecting money on one side, I should say protection and growth rather than balance and growth. Protection on one side and then growth on the other side. I mean, I know we talked about this before the show, and I know you're going to make fun of me when I say this because I'm Irish and I shouldn't really be making baseball analogies. But when you go into retirement, what you want to be looking for are singles and doubles, right? I Googled what they are, so I know what they are.
Okay, good. Good.
That's what you want, singles and doubles from an investment standpoint. You don't want to be trying to hit the ball out of the park and hit a home run every time. If you do, it's a mistake, but it's fabulous and you'll take it. But you don't want to put yourself in a position where, you know, if the market spikes 30%, be awesome to make 30%. But if it goes down 30%, you lose a third almost of your retirement savings. That could be, you know, completely devastating to a couple or an individual's retirement time frame or retirement outlook.
I'm very impressed. You did your homework. You Googled singles and doubles.
Don't ask me any players' names because I
I won't. But in baseball parlance, what you're talking about is what's referred to often as small ball, which is, let's relate this to an old fable, you know, the hare and the tortoise. I mean, there are all kinds of examples and analogies about doing things with system and balance and planning and getting to the finish line. You might not get to the finish line first, but you'll get there more often, more frequently, and more regularly. No, it's true.
I could give you rugby analogies all day, but I think I'd lose the audience.
We'd have to meet in a pub for that. Before we break for the first segment, which is coming up shortly, I want to mention the team. We usually do that in segment two, but let's talk a little bit about it in segment one because with about 3 minutes to go, it's so important. You mentioned Brian and Marshall Wealth Management, not officially affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services, but a very important ally. But there are some other allies, including the lawyer. I mean, Bill Caldwell is amazing, and the opportunity to get your estate plan together is really, really key.
Yeah, I mean, Brian is invaluable, and that whole side of the business is important. We want people to feel like that everything is being looked at when they come in to have their retirement stress test or their retirement checkup or whatever you want to call it. So it's important, obviously, to protect money, but it's important to have growth. But the money aside, there's other things that should be addressed for people who are getting ready to retire. Legal planning, we've been doing it for, more than 10 years. I've had a relationship with Bill Caldwell, who you've met a couple of times yourself. Mm-hmm. We offer low-cost legal work to our clients, $399 for two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust. That's just critical. You know, you can have a fantastic retirement strategy and everything could be buttoned up and ready to go, but if you don't have the correct legal documents in place, it could completely throw it out the window. So it's important that we have, that available to our clients. Lots of clients already have legal documents. Bill will review those at no cost. Everything that I do or everything that I've built in this company has been revolving around the money side of things, obviously, but we want to make sure that we're able to help people with everything else. We also have a great relationship with Stu Millard, who you've met as well. He's a Medicare specialist. There's lots of questions that clients have. I think I might have him come back on the show in the next couple of weeks because I had a really interesting conversation with him about the signups for Part A and Part B of Medicare. And I'll just give you a flavor for it because I don't know enough about it. That's why I have him. But I was unaware that I knew that if you were 65 and still working and you had group health insurance, that you were not required to sign up for Medicare Part B, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone that I would talk to would say, well, I sign up for Part A because there's no cost associated with Part A. So I just sign up for that anyway. So I was unaware, and Stu told me that if you sign up for Part A of Medicare, you can no longer fund a HSA, which is the health savings account, at your employer. You're not allowed to do that anymore. And we have a lot of people that fund those because they want another tax safe haven to put money into. So he's a fantastic resource for us.
We'll have to have him back, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't we hold it right there, only because of time. And I hear a dog barking who probably needs some
attention.
That's Maisie. Maisie. All right, so stand by, folks. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the importance of planning, the upcoming webinars, and assure you that there is hope and help very, very close by. The phone number again to call is 781-277-4308 for South Shore Retirement Services. We'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Roulette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true.
With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. Call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome. Jordan, as mentioned, along with Mark Rolette, the founder and CEO of South Shore Retirement Services, located in Hingham. And the office is still open, obviously, with all the restrictions in place. And you've got plenty of PPE and all kinds of things ready to go. And before we continue with a couple of other important points, we were talking about some of the teammates and some of the folks who comprise the group that helps people. We should mention that you have an association with the Pinkhams CPA firm, father and son team, David and Michael. And boy, are they important. They must be going nuts these days with July 15th looming.
Yeah, I know. I got an email from Joni yesterday, one of the Pinkhams, on tax filings and whatnot, because July 15th, it's coming. They have, from a personal standpoint, I've used them for many, many years. They've been an invaluable, firm for me and for my business. And I wanted to be able to offer that service to clients who wanted it. I mean, I can't stress it enough that clients don't always use every service that we have, but we want it to be available. And they have been a great resource, from as simple as filing a W-2 person's tax return to just answering questions on, a client selling a home or selling a second home. I spoke to clients last week that the Pinkhams are helping me out with, that are selling a business interest in a firm abroad that they have a partnership in or a stake in. And there's all these different tax considerations. Again, I'm not a political person, but depending on who gets elected at the end of the year, that's going to have an impact on what taxes are going to be going forward, right? So they kind of want to, to a certain degree, you have to guesstimate what it's going to be, but they want to kind of play scenarios out. All right, if I do something this year, this is how much it's going to cost me. If I do something next year, this is how much it's going to cost me. I preface it to say to every client, I can't give you tax advice, but I can bring the people to the table who can give you tax advice. So they've been a fantastic resource and will continue to be a great partnership with South Shore Retirement Services.
And the office wouldn't run as efficiently and as successfully if it weren't for Carol and Holly. We talk about them a lot, and they deserve the credit because I think they represent support staff of all kinds in all kinds of businesses, from grocery stores to financial firms. I mean, there are people who getting the work done and helping others. I think they deserve that in the back.
They are invaluable to me. I couldn't do what I do without them doing what they do. From just communicating with clients, keeping me up to date, keeping our databases up to date, keeping, a flow of service work that comes in and out of the office every day. Also have Becky, who runs the social media side of things. She's taken a couple of weeks off. She just had another baby, which is wonderful.
Congratulations.
She's been great, making sure that, we have current information out there, and there's just too much for one person like myself to do, nor would I even know how to do it. So having the girls in the office has been, just amazing. And every client, raves about them when they come into the office, which is great.
Let me repeat the fact that there are two webinars this week, the 23rd Tuesday at 2 p.m., the 25th Thursday, 11 a.m. Very informative, very helpful. A lot of people have been signing up. It's totally free. Go to RetireSouthShore.com. You can also call that main number for information to schedule an appointment anytime, 781-277-4308. We often talk about where you're from and the old country and tradition and family stuff. South Shore Retirement Services is taking a step to sort of be part of Americana in a nice way. Part of Americana that's coming back, the drive-in. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. But what's happening with the Marshfield drive-in?
So, yeah, it was weird. It was a month or so ago, I was saying it to Lauren. I was like, you know, we come down to Martha's Vineyard a lot, and obviously social distancing and restaurants being closed. I said, somebody should start a drive-in movie theater down here. There has to be the technology that you could do it via your phone. And then we got a message from the Marshfield Drive-In Movie Theater, which is going to happen up at the fairgrounds, that just via our Facebook page, that they're going to put that on. It's going to start this coming Thursday. And they wanted to know if we wanted to be one of the sponsors of it. And we kind of jumped at the opportunity. I think it's a really cool thing. Personally, I've never been to a drive-through. We had one in Ireland when I was a kid, but it was on the other side of town. So we never went to it. So I'm really excited to go. But from you know, our client standpoint, I've spoken to a lot of clients before we kind of signed up the deal. And I said, is that something that you would do? Oh my God, yeah, I would love to do that. I remember doing this as a kid. So it's nice that, you know, certain things are kind of, with this pandemic, you're kind of having to go back to old school ways, which are good. You know, I think you and I talk all the time about, obviously things have changed for everyone, but some of the things that have changed have actually been a good thing from my perspective. You know, I obviously can't wait to get back to doing seminars and meeting people face to face and talking to people about what we do. But it has been kind of nice to be home in the evenings and have dinner with Lauren and the kids, because I don't normally get to do that because I'm working a lot. Right. So this drive-in movie theater is kind of like a step back in a time warp, and I'm really excited about it. So they're going to, I think, run Thursday through Sundays. I think it's going to be like old classic movies. So we're pretty excited about it. We recorded a commercial, and I have a face for radio. My sister said, my sister said to me in a Zoom call,
especially on the big screen, right?
Yeah, she asked me if I was storing nuts in my cheeks when I talked to her on Zoom.
Oh, so, only a sister can get away with that.
Yeah. So thank you, Kevin.
Well, that's
but yeah, we're excited about it.
That's symbolic, I think, of what you were saying about the fact that a lot of the values, and not just moral values, but sort of traditional mores and traditional lore, has returned out of necessity. You know, we can't do everything that we did before currently, so right, we're doing things that we used to do. And of course, when it comes to drive-in theaters, I mean, the idea of a beautiful picture and excellent sound through your phone or through your Bluetooth is a little bit better than hanging a little box on the window, as I did when I was in my yearly years in feedy pajamas.
Well, anyway, I just think it'll be a great thing. We're also have some new webinars that are coming out probably next week, short like 20-minute webinars that are specific to you know, the impact of the stimulus and maybe what people should be thinking about doing going forward. And we've kind of partnered up with a local restaurant in Marshfield. My office is in Hingham, but we just do a lot in Marshfield. Mia Ragazza, just to give gift certificates away to people who register for these webinars. And I was over there last week recording just a video with the owner, John, and the general manager over there. And they have an amazing setup, and they've, you know, they've really been able to adapt. They have an outdoor patio with 20 tables, and we do a lot of workshops over there. We're excited to get back to doing workshops over there. But I think it's going to be nice. You know, people are not as going at the fast pace that we always used to go at. So going to the drive-in movie theater, going to a restaurant, and sitting outside and having a beer with some friends that you haven't seen probably for 3 months because of this virus. It's kind of nice to see phase two starting to work. And I hope that this stays this way. I hope that things continue to improve, and we have restrictions lifted more and more. But I will say that, you know, the idea of not doing the planning that we talked about, and not, you know, making sure that those things that should not change, the plan, the balanced approach, protecting your money, still having growth, having a budget in place, having your time frame in place, knowing where your sources of income, where your money's going to come from, that shouldn't change, and people should be still addressing that.
Well, the drive-in and the outdoor dining and all the accommodations that businesses are making, it's a perfect analogy to what we're talking about. Everything can continue. You just have to make a few adjustments along the way. I mean, I have not heard anyone complain of electronic communication. It's been a godsend. And I think the message for our listeners, for those who have never approached you, is that you are approachable and you're going out of your way. And many companies are doing this, but you're going out of your way to make sure people's phones are answered and people's meetings are set up as quickly as possible. Because let's face it, these are urgent times for everybody. But if you're somebody who's planned on retirement and you've got all these dreams and hopes and wishes, you don't want to see them just evaporate. You want to make sure they're in place. You need to get reassurance.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm learning as we go along. This is new territory to me too. It's new territory to every single person that I've met. Nobody thought that we would be going through something like this. But you have to deal, you have to go through it. And we have, thankfully, the technology to be able to meet with people, to be able to help them with their wants and needs. So I guess what I would say to people is if they have any questions or they have a concern or they just want to make sure, double check that something that they've done is the correct thing to do, is pick up the phone, you know, jump in your email, shoot us a message, and I'll jump on the phone, or somebody in my office or a CPA or an attorney or a Medicare specialist, we can set up that telephone call to reassure you if what you're doing is right, or to give you guidance as to what direction you should be going on if you need it.
And if you need documents signed, it's a lot easier than ever before, both electronically and with accommodations. I mean, everything can be handled. I think that's what we've learned in 3 months. The first week or two, boy, everybody was panicking. What do we do now? But we've been slowly adapting. So do we know what the first film is that will feature your beautiful
face? I don't.
Face?
You know, I should. I don't.
It should be something with an Irish flair. That would be nice if they, you know, Ryan's daughter or something like that.
I think it should be something funny, because I think we all need to laugh. Yes. We all need to laugh living in this science fiction movie that we're all living in. But
I agree. Well, let me repeat the fact that there are two webinars this weekend. It's not too late to sign up. The 23rd is Tuesday. That's 2 p.m. The 25th at 11 a.m. You can be on your patio and be part of this. You can be in your living room.
Yeah.
And of course, if you go to retiresouthshore.com, all of that is there. Plus, also there are podcasts, including whatever shows we air on the weekends. They immediately become podcasts the following week. So you can listen back if you miss something. And also, check out the Facebook page. You're finding a lot of really good interaction on Facebook, and it's wonderful. It's a quick way to communicate with people. And that, of course, is Social Retirement Services. And the phone number, one more time, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. And I'm glad to hear that in part two of our show, the dog was soothed. The dog is fine.
Yeah, she's a real tough one. She barks like crazy. I feel bad. Our next-door neighbors are... it's a Buddhist temple. I can imagine that having a barking dog out there but they never say anything. They're very passive people.
Because they're Buddhists. Good. They understand. And we'll get the dog to read the words on air when the light goes on. As soon as the dog understands that, she'll be fine.
I'll try to
Mark,
teach her.
Mark, it's great to see you looking you too, well and doing such a great job. And we'll reconvene next week. Good luck on the webinars this week as well.
Thanks so much. Take care. Be safe.
All right. You too.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.